What's up, family? Welcome to Speak. Now we have a new front runner for the most prestigious award in the NFL. Lamar Jackson has taken over as the MVP leader. You got to be consistently good to be great. And Lamar has been so consistently good that I will say it's his MVP to lose because everybody else has already lost it. At the beginning of the season, these were the quarterbacks in contention for the award. But remember, due to injury, Rodgers, he out of there. Herbert, he out of there. Deshaun, he out of there. Burrow, he's out of there. So those four have lost it by nature of getting hurt. But then as the season progressed, other quarterbacks have lost it by nature of their play. Patrick Mahomes loses it to the Eagles. That's when he lost the award week 11. After Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, he lost as well to the Eagles. They were 6-8. Of course he lost the award then. Then Jalen Hurts, he was a front runner, but the Niners gave him that work. He's out of there. Jalen Hurts, you gotta go. Then we thought for a moment it was gonna be Tua Tagovailoa. But when Tyreek Hill got hurt, we saw Tua. You lost to the Titans? Nah, big dog. You got to go. We thought it was all on Dak Prescott and America's team, but Dak Prescott got beat down by the Bills. So then there were two. Brock Purdy, Lamar Jackson. And Brock Purdy, well, big dog, you got to go. Which means there is one man standing, Lamar Jackson, atop of the NFL MVP throne. Two more big games left. If he loses it, we'll talk more about it then. But as of now, it's Lamar's to lose. Heading to the desk. Christmas is over, man. I'm a little dejected. James, how are you, dog? How are you?
I'm good, my brother. Lamar Action Jackson went to work on Christmas Day. You know, something like I said, I feel good.
That's the Super Bowl champ. To his right, the brilliant Joy Taylor. Still in the Christmas spirit, I see.
And so are you. You're wearing green. We swapped colors from last week. That's like, have you all had a Merry Christmas?
I thought she was wearing red today. You know, like Niner red.
Oh, gang, gang.
It didn't work.
Okay. Eagles all-time rushing leader, LeSean Shady McCoy. Well, let's get to the show. James, you saw I just did this.
Hold on. I appreciate all the introductions, but when the Eagles win, fly, Eagles fly. We got Eagles and all that on the set. I don't even really like birds and all that, but my man Lamar Action Jackson went to work. We don't get no Raven or none of that. I know you bang, bang, Niner game, but we don't get no Raven or none of that.
I was trying to forget. What are you saying? You think we should grant a Raven?
100%, I think a Raven should be up here.
Where are they?
Next to Shady.
Where at, though?
Right next to Shady.
Wait.
Hold up, man.
Hey, I rock
we got to punish that side of the table for picking the Niners.
He looks hungry. Whoa, hey, buddy.
There he is.
This side of the table
picked Baltimore.
We did.
That side of the table picked San Fran, so he gonna chill by y'all just to say, y'all picked the wrong people.
No, but I'm saying, like, he gotta be more disciplined, though. See, Slim sit there and respectfully relaxes.
That's how we want it.
Is the Raven not as disciplined?
That's how we want it.
He's active.
Yeah, that's how we want it.
You on our show, all right? So, hey, look at this beat.
You wanna know what's crazy? He like Lamar.
Well, I can't catch him. Well, speaking of Lamar, let's talk about him because James Jones going into the game yesterday, Brock Purdy was the MVP frontrunner based upon Vegas's odds. Yep. Right now, it is Lamar Jackson far and away. Lamar Jackson balled yesterday. Is it his award to lose?
Absolutely. I mean, we see with our own two eyes Lamar Jackson be the best player on the field with a lot of MVP talent on the football field for the San Francisco 49ers, a lot of talented player for the Ravens. And after that game, it was very, very clear who the best player on the field was by far. And that was Lamar Action Jackson. It is his award to lose the way he performed. I mean, with his legs, with his arms, making everybody around him better. It's his award to lose, but it's a guy on his heels, though.
Who that?
And that is Josh Allen. Josh Allen.
You just said that?
Yes. And I said it, and it don't even hurt me to say it no more, Shady. He might have 50 touchdowns.
Yeah, he got 40 right now.
So when I say that he's that good, he's that great.
I ain't saying I'm on the roller coaster, but.
You in the line, though.
I might be in the line. Like, this ride looked fun. But Josh Allen is right on the ceiling. But to lose, Lamar Action Jackson showed the world on Christmas Day. It's his award.
Before Joey goes, I just want to say this. Right. Wait, first of all, what's his name?
Or she, I think that's Action.
Action?
Is his real name Edgar?
It is. Right, yeah.
His real name's Edgar, but we're going to call him Action.
Yeah, that's Action.
So Edgar or Action? Action.
His real name's Edgar. We're going to call him Edgar, but we're going to call him Action.
He got scared.
Hold on. No, I don't got scared. He's super cocky, though.
He is.
He's an arrogant son of a gun, ain't he? He want to rub it in, right? We know you won. We know that. Dang, bro, can we do the show? My bad. He bragging about it.
Slim was ready to be on TV.
Slim had been there before.
Action's like,
you know what I mean?
Slim had been in a Super Bowl.
Slim in the Super Bowl for a joint. He used to all this attention. He was in bright lights and all that. Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? This other guy over here, though.
I mean, he feels good. His feathers is all shiny.
Yeah. And he's like getting all like bite.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's trying to like.
Well, George Taylor, Lamar Jackson, he had his chest out yesterday.
Yes, he did. He had his chest out yesterday, leading
the Ravens to a dominant win over the 49ers. But now, is he dominating the MVP race in your mind, or at least is it his to lose?
Yeah, I think it's his to lose right now. I do think that we are not going to be able to really make a true determination on who the MVP is until the end of the season. Obviously, we do a daily show, so that makes it a little difficult. We don't have all the evidence yet. This MVP race this year has been extremely tight. It's moved week to week. Brock Purdy has a bad game. Now all of a sudden Lamar Jackson's the MVP. Last week, if we said Lamar Jackson was the MVP, everyone would have run us off television. Yeah. They'd have run us off Twitter. Blocking everybody. It's over. Stop. Fire them. That's how it goes. So the fact that it's been that close, the fact that we've had this much conversation about who the MVP should be, just shows you that it's closer than we think.
Yeah,
we didn't know what this Baltimore team was going to look like going into San Francisco, which is a very, very hard place to play. They got dogs everywhere, but so do the Ravens.
Yep.
And when you saw what that's like, when you get someone who is as talented as Lamar Jackson on a field where he's got to prove it, he stepped up. So he's definitely at the top of the MVP conversation now, but I want to see how the rest of the season goes. It's been too close all season long to say that it's completely locked up.
2-5, I know you do not like that it has been quarterback driven. You obviously were an all-decade running back. You're the Eagles' all-time rushing leader. You had over 20 total touchdowns in a season before. You had 17 rushing touchdowns in a season before. You appreciate the likes of McCaffrey. You appreciate the likes of Tyreek Hill. But you also appreciate the likes of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Is it his to lose?
I will say this. If we're talking about the quarterback award for the best team in football, then yes, right? Because I still think Tyreek Hill, he probably won't get the 2,000 yards because that's still a lot. But he can still get the all-time receiving yards, right, from Calvin Johnson. He can get that. And that's big to me. His team is second in the AFC.
Yeah.
Like, all that matters to me. But if we're just talking about this quarterback award, you got to go with Lamar Jackson. Think about this. The moment was set to see who was going to be the MVP.
Yep.
Brock Purdy's all we talked about.
Yep.
I said it. Like, there's nobody as a quarterback playing better than Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter if it's the system or whatever, it's Kyle Shanahan or the players around him, he was balling.
Yes, sir.
Till last night, right? Till last night.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about this last question, or last point. Fred Warner was there, right? Chase Young, Brock Purdy, Trent Williams, Odell Beckham, you got Bosa, you got Raekwon Smith, you got Debo, and all these players, the best player on the field, easily, was Lamar Jackson.
Easily.
So when you talk about the MVP, we can always talk about the stats and all this and then the third, but playing on the big moments, having MVP moments, that's what he gave you.
Yeah.
And all these stars we watch, all these fancy footballs, all that type of things, he was the only one that shined bright last night. He won this game on the road. He beat the best team in football. I'm going to say that. The best team in football we watched on both sides of the ball, he went there on the road and dominated. 5.5-point underdog.
Yeah.
So if you ask me, is it his award to lose?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because Brock Purdy was running it.
Yeah.
And he came and took it.
Yeah. Action, what you think? You think it's Lamar's to lose? Or?
He just getting cocky. He's still bragging, though.
Can I,
it was Lamar.
Can I show some of this stuff of how special Lamar is, though?
We here.
Can I show some of this
Lamar
stuff? I mean, since we got a Raven in the building. But this is the Lamar Action Jackson effect right here, right? Okay. And I want to show the world this, how special Lamar is, right? If we could run this tape.
He hungry?
Right here. You got $100 million, right, in Nick Bosa. Look at him. He ain't even rushing Lamar.
Mm.
He ain't rushing Lamar because he knows if Lamar Action Jackson escapes out, like, look at the D-line.
Yeah.
Nobody even trying to really get there. He got all day to throw, and he missed the throw. But look at this.
Mm.
That's that's the highest paid defensive player in the league. He's not even rushing. And then right here, when I tell y'all.
Talk to me.
The boy got his own money. The boy got his own money. Look at this.
Yes,
I'm out of here, but I want to show y'all, and we're going to pause it at
don't
the right
this.
Time. Look at him point at. Look at him point at.
Oh,
like,
oh,
I got you.
Do
like, that's the quarterback.
That's disrespectful.
Like, I got
that's
and
disrespectful.
Then pat him on the head. And then right
that's
here.
Disrespectful.
I said all week long.
This is disrespectful.
The thing that the Niners struggle with
disrespectful.
Is quarterbacks getting outside the pocket.
It's true.
Lamar outside the pocket finds Gus, and Gus takes it down there inside the red zone. Yeah. Another big time play. And this is why I say they was not ready for the physicality. Watch Odell Beckham at the top.
Oh, yeah. Ward, I saw that.
Watch him at the top.
I saw that.
Yeah. Oh,
get
you some. Baltimore Ravens. That's what the Baltimore Ravens brought last night.
Oh.
They said, y'all disrespected us. We 11-3. They 11-3. And y'all got us 5.
Yo, he hungry.
Point you underdog.
Hey, he ain't Niner snack. Look at
you gotta feed on Niner snacks. Niner snacks. That's disrespectful.
Yeah. The Ravens came and they showed out last.
So okay, did you see Kyle Shanahan's face? So, real quick.
Go ahead.
You see his face though? Devastated. Defeated. Took the fight out of the Niners. I know it's your boys, but I had never seen the Niners look like that.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't do nothing right.
It has been. I would have to go back to last year's Niners game versus the Chiefs.
It's okay, man. I know you played like crap today, but hey, we all have them games. I know you had 3 picks. I'm sorry. I know you had 4 picks, but you'll get it next time. That's what he's saying to right there.
Yeah. Let's talk about it then. Let's talk about it. Brock Purdy, 4 picks, no touchdown. Worst game of his NFL career. Honestly, if you were to include college, I would probably surmise to say statistically that was likely the worst game of Brock Purdy's adult football career. No touchdowns, 4 interceptions in 3 quarters, got knocked out of the game, and the game was so far out of reach that even if he could have come back, Shanahan chose to keep him from coming back. I'm a little bit worried about Brock Purdy.
Worried.
I'm not worried because I think he's a bad player. I said this yesterday on social media. I said, look, your opinion of the MVP race should change, but your opinion of Brock Purdy should not change. However, in the 4 losses this year for the 49ers, Brock Purdy got 3 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. And in the 11 wins for the 49ers, Brock Purdy has 26 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. I do not like the juxtaposition there. When the Niners lose, Brock Purdy has 9 interceptions in those 4 games. So I'm concerned, James, because I'm looking at it like this. NFC Championship game last year, Brock Purdy got knocked out. This year against the Ravens, biggest game this season, Brock Purdy got knocked out. Now, even before he got knocked out, he threw 4 interceptions in 3 quarters. Yeah. 2 of those, I believe, were great plays by the Ravens. 2 of those, Brock Purdy, you can be better and avoid that from happening again. So I'm not concerned because I think Brock is bad. But biggest game last year, hurt. Biggest game this year, hurt. 4 picks, no touchdowns. Are you at all, and should the Niners, more importantly, be worried about Brock?
No. Mama said it'd be days like this.
Mama did say that.
Mama said it'd be days like this.
Mama be knowing, too.
Mamas know everything, man. Listen, the young fella went out there. He ran up against the best defense in football.
Yeah.
Yes, it was 2 of those throws that it's like, okay, Brock, hey, you're late. It's behind them. Pick. Your fault. 2 of the throws is excellent plays great by plays. The Baltimore defense, right? Humphrey's breaking on the pass, even though you shouldn't be throwing it across
that
your
part.
Body.
Yeah.
He broke on the pass, batted it, tipped in the air, right? The second one, it's a blitz off the nickel, tipped the ball. It's an interception for Humphrey. So,
what about the first one?
Mama said that days like this happened. That was a bad throw.
Terrible.
He was late over the middle to Deebo Samuels. He was late. But Brock Purdy has showed us too much good.
Yeah.
To say that, okay, he has this one bad game, that's who he is, right? The Niners are going to go as far as Brock Purdy is going to take them, whether we like it or not. And I know we say he's the 4th best player on the offense or, you know, 5th best player on the team. Whatever you want to say, that's totally fine. But if the Niners are going to get this thing done, Brock Purdy is going to have to be the one to play extremely well. And them numbers don't lie. When he doesn't play well, they lose.
Mm-hmm.
When he does play well, they win, however it is. Whether it's screens, running the ball, whatever it is. But when he plays well and doesn't turn the football over, they win. I don't think that Brock Purdy we saw last night is the true Brock Purdy. I think that's a bad outing, right? So I'm not ready just to jump down a young fella's throat and say, Niners in trouble.
I'll jump down his throat now.
I mean, I don't know how you can go from leading the MVP race to being worried about him in one game. I do think that the questions that we have about Brock Purdy still remain. And it seems outrageous to point out that he did lose 3 games in a row and it was all because of injuries and it was all because of the defense. Like, no, you the quarterback, you should be able to put the team on your back. It started to go badly last night for Brock Purdy. It was one of those nights. I don't think that is the regular Brock Purdy because we haven't seen that from him regularly. Sure. But that was a really good team. Mm-hmm. That was their biggest test of the season. And it didn't just go bad. It went awful.
Yep.
From everyone, but specifically him. He couldn't have had a worse game. I know, because I had him in fantasy. Yeah. Almost cost me the playoffs. It's all good, though. Thank you, Gus Edwards. The point is, you have to be able to overcome these things. And I don't think that they should be worried about him because this isn't what he consistently does. But what is troubling is he's not on that level to put the team on his back and overcome something like that. That's the difference. When we were talking last week about Lamar Jackson and Brock Purdy, when we were getting into it, one player is playing better, one player is better.
Yeah.
And we got an example of what that really means. One player is a certified superstar, unanimous MVP, $200 million man franchise quarterback. Brock Purdy is building towards that. Doesn't mean he won't become that. Now, he's not going to become Lamar Jackson because Lamar Jackson's a different type of player. But that doesn't mean that he's not going to become a franchise quarterback. He's just not there yet. So we need to stop moving people past the process. We always want to move people up. Oh, he's playing great. He's better than him. Oh, he's had these moments. He's better than him. There's a difference between moments and resume. And that's why I get so upset when people want to erase people's resume. You did all this good and you have a couple bad games and all of a sudden you a buster. No. Lamar Jackson has been playing really good football all season long. Not to the MVP level that we're used to him playing. I know, action. We're going to get to you in a second. Yeah. And he showed why he's like that yesterday. But I don't think they should be worried about Brock Purdy.
Yeah, that's you guys said some good takes on it, but I think action disagrees.
So do I.
Because I think that Brock Purdy is a good quarterback, right? And I think that this game, he had a bad game. And everybody has bad games. I've had that, you know. But the only thing I got to look at and I kind of like dissect this whole thing is because when they do have losing games, what's the common factor there?
Brock Purdy.
Yeah. So if you're playing against a top defense, which you're probably going to play a top defense in the playoffs,
right,
in the championship, the Super Bowl, we need you to ball out.
Yeah.
And I think with Kyle Shanahan, we don't need you to do everything because you have so much around you.
Yeah.
But when you lose, it's like you're the main reason why. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be come a time when the Niners, they can't have all these great players because they're going to have to pay a guy like Brock Purdy.
Right.
He keeps having the success he's having. Then you might have these issues again where you need him to carry you, and he can't.
That's a good point.
And then when you look at this game, yesterday, it was clear as day.
Yeah.
Like, the main issue here, right, and he had a bad game, and we all have that, and I think he's a good quarterback. But it's concerning me when we want you to play against the Ravens again, and it can't look like that.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
A bad game to me is two picks, right, a couple misreads, et cetera. Four, Ocho? Okay,
let me ask you a question.
Four.
Let me ask you a question. This is a good conversation. Bad game, bad player. What do I mean? Shady, you always say dudes have bad games, and
that's
you say
right.
that, and I'm always like, yeah, Shady, but what's the why? Mm. Eagles, they've been having bad games. We'll get to that later. But what's the why? This Brock Purdy conversation might be the most fascinating we'll have all day. When I think about Brock Purdy, I'm like, okay, yeah, but two of those picks, like James said, great plays. I disagree with which two. I think the Stevens tip pick, come on, great
yeah,
play.
Yeah, yeah.
Great play by the Ravens. The other one, when he gets hit, great play by the Ravens. Brock, don't throw it across your body. Don't make that mistake again. Hamilton, first interception. Don't make that mistake again. I bring that up, Shady, to say this.
Let's hear this.
Is Brock, do you think, like, does he change your view of him as a player? Or was it just like a bad, that game won't happen again?
Okay, first of all, I don't do it, like, I don't. Each pick, it's a pick.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the, he tipped it. They practice these things in practice. There's a drill where you get the ball and the coach will have the hands up and all that. You got to find a way to get a fake, my fake guy around. That's what they do.
Yep.
But I'll give you a better scenario. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, right? Now, this game was a bad game. But if you look at his this year, we all thought Patrick Mahomes was a really great quarterback. We still do.
Yep.
Right? So when they're losing and they're having bad moments on offense, are you blaming him or are you blaming
Everybody else.
Of course. You see them balls, they dropping it.
Yep.
Tip, they get a pick, like all them type of things. So when I look at Brock Purdy, who you blame
the
bad?
That's on Brock.
It's on Brock.
Yeah.
So if this keeps happening when you playing against good teams, like we got to point at you.
Yep.
The same way we give you that love of patting the back and saying you how nice you is when you 300 yards, yep. three
four touchdowns, no
right.
picks, four touchdowns.
So my thing is, if we're playing against defense and Debo's not killing it, right? McCaffrey's having a good game, but he's not playing great. The line may miss a block, and I need you to do this. We don't need you to ball out. We don't need you to make plays. And when you're telling me you're only going to make plays against certain teams and not the top defense in the league, that don't concern you at all?
Here is my concern, James and Joy. It's this. Minnesota Vikings, top 10 defense. Brock Purdy struggled, lost. Cleveland Browns, number one defense as it pertains to yards. That's what we refer to as total defense.
Right.
Brock Purdy, Cleveland Browns, Niners lose.
Watch
last night, Baltimore Ravens, number one defense as it pertains to points. San Francisco 49ers, they lose. I'm with you to some degree, Shady. It's like, Purdy, when you see those top 10 defenses, either yards or points, losses are had.
Yeah. You see the blowout? This is where the blowout comes in. You said the Browns. You said the Minnesota Vikings. Who
and
else
then
you
say? I said the, last night, Ravens.
Ravens. So the difference is, what happens if you got a $250 million quarterback like you just talked about? You got guys that can catch the ball, make plays, and score, and put points up. Then what happens? You turn the ball over, we score points.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's a blowout, like we just seen. But to the Browns, you get a turnover, we might run the ball, we get three, we might get this and that. The Vikings, they put up, 22 points? They ain't put up. It's real pressure when you putting real points up. You turn the ball over, we score.
Yeah.
Now you got to score. Now we can't run the ball on McCaffrey.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now he can't have more than 20 carries.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We got to throw the ball. So if you throw picks and they scoring, now we need you to throw the ball even more.
Yeah.
And that's when it becomes a blowout. That's one thing. I think he's a really good quarterback. He's still young. He's going to grow. He's going to get better. I've been saying right now today, you can't watch that game and say, yo, I'm not worried at all about Brock Purdy.
So I think last night was very, very clear that Brock Purdy is a good quarterback in this league, but like Joy said, a lot of people was trying to push him to that MVP, that elite conversation.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Strictly of how he was playing.
Yeah. I'll apologize.
Last night, it showed that he's not in there. He's not in that company. And the reason why I say that is because if you are in that elite company, everything ain't got to be right. And that is why I stood over here and took Lamar, as you guys told me, this around Brock. That's around Brock. I said, oh, that's cool.
You did say that.
But I done seen this dude do it with less. You know what I'm saying? But and Brock showed us yesterday that, number one, he can't do it with less. And number two, he cannot do it coming from behind. He was behind in Minnesota. He was behind in Cleveland. He was behind in Baltimore. And every single time he's behind, that's when a lot of the turnovers show up. There's no reason why you should be throwing that ball across your body. Even if you throw it away, punt the ball. Let's play defense. We got a really good defense. So I think times like that, and he's still a young player, he's still growing, times like that, bro, it's okay to punt.
Yeah.
Right?
Learn
you don't have to try to be over there competing against Lamar Jackson. Right? You playing against his defense, not Lamar. So you don't got to press like that. I think the games that he struggled in, he tried to press and bring the Niners back. No, it's okay. We got a good defense play. So he showed us he's not in that elite conversation, but he's still a young player, got a long way to go. I ain't ready to just, you know, beat him up over that stuff.
Well, you my teammate, right? And you've been losing a lot of games. Mm-hmm. I'm happy you won this game. I'm happy you won this game, you know what I mean?
I mean, Brock has started 23 games.
Yeah.
He started 23 games in this league. He is a very, very young quarterback. He has a lot to learn. He's still developing. He's playing with a lot of great players in a great system with a great coach and a great defense.
Yeah.
And when he has to press, he looks bad. Mm. Somebody said that. Mm. She got killed, but who could have guessed that it actually turned out that that was correct? Because he's a young quarterback, and he's not there yet. That's what I'm saying. When we get so excited about these players, and that's fine, and they should get love when they're playing well. Right. But that doesn't mean they have to jump guys who we have seen do it year after year at a high level with injuries, without injuries, with high-level players, without high-level players. Just stop. It's okay. Allow people the space to grow into this league.
Now, when
he is
you
a
say,
really good player.
When you say jump guys, what do you mean? Because here's what I'm wondering. Was I in the wrong? Was I in the wrong, and I'll include Shady. Shady, let me know if you want to be excluded. Was I in the wrong to say Brock Purdy has been playing better this season than Lamar Jackson? Because to me, like, he had been playing better. He's never had a no-touchdown, four-interception game. Of course I'm not going to think that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't happen, and it won't happen again for my money. So when you say jump guys, what do you mean? Because we weren't saying Brock Purdy is better. We're the same.
No, no, no.
He's playing better.
And I'm not going to say that you're wrong because he was statistically playing better. Oh,
hey, what up, buddy? Hey, I'm rocking with you, homie.
What up,
homie? I like Lamar, too.
Yeah, all right.
Going?
Yeah.
he said to check me.
The difference to me.
Hey, man.
The difference to me is.
Bro, he think he run the show. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, you do run the show.
The difference to me is you really like this.
I'll be talking again.
Better intelligence.
When he leave, I'll be talking again.
When he leave, I'll be talking. The difference to me is when we have those conversations, it diminishes the fact that Lamar can and has the ability to be way better.
Oh, there.
That is the difference to me.
That's real.
So when I say,
he said he don't like your notes because he don't see no Lamar on there. He don't see no Lamar on there.
Shady out here getting punked by a Raven. You look like the Niners. You look like the Niners.
At least you know.
He stood in front of your face and he checked
you. Maybe it's because I have Niners color on
today. We don't play the Ravens this year, right?
No.
Lucky them.
Yeah.
Because Slim kind of big. Slim kind of, you know what I mean?
Hey, you going to let him talk to you like that, young action?
Ooh-wee. I had a really good point.
I hope we went to break because I'm like, he sized me up.
Family, when we return, the Chiefs, they are getting sized up by every one of their opponents. They lost to the Raiders yesterday. Right now, Chiefs are sitting here trying to maintain their playoff spot. Are the Chiefs officially broken? That's next on Speak. Don't forget, check us out every day. Fox Sports 10.
He need a new contract, homie. He need a new contract. He fight for a contract. That's why you acting like that.
Family, we are in second and short, and this is the most important topic of the day. Now, look, the Chiefs are stumbling heading into the playoffs. They lost to the Raiders. Can you believe at home they've lost to the Raiders? Patrick Mahomes, you do a pick six following another turnover for a touchdown. We got to get right to this.
Ooh, all
right. I mean, right. You ain't even going to say it. Right to this. Bring it right here. Go ahead.
No, no, no. You hit it. Yeah. Remember the Power Rangers? Like, what are you doing? Oh, man.
Yeah, look, it's as bad as it can get right now for the Kansas City Chiefs. If you're watching this show right now, turn your volumes up, sit down, get comfortable, get the leftover Christmas food, because we about to go in. LeSean McCoy, I'm privileged to be next to him. He won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs. He knows what good-looking Chiefs teams look like. This Chiefs does not look like a good-looking team. Shady, are the Chiefs broken?
I hate to say it. I got a job to do.
You got to do your job.
And Coach Reed would say, Shady, do your job at the best of your ability. So I gotta do that.
Let me circle it.
They in trouble. Yes. Look. They in trouble. They look different. Mm-hmm. It's just small things. Playing under Coach Reed with the Eagles or with the Chiefs, it was the same, right? You talk about culture, joy all the time. He has a lot of that.
Yeah.
Talk about chemistry. He has a lot of that. And we all know this. But this is small things that I am noticing. Like, for example, I've seen too many timeouts because guys don't know where to line up at. A lot of young guys.
Not in week 15, 16.
Come on. But this is the thing, though. The thing is, they have to mix up the rotations because guys are not catching the ball. Guys are not playing well. All right, so now let's put this young guy in the game. Patrick Mahomes is doing this third and one, third and two, sending guys in motion. They don't know who's going to motion. Timeout. Things like that, which you never seen with the Chiefs. Small things like we all seen the drops. Mm-hmm. But now it's starting to be a thing of now Patrick Mahomes is frustrated.
Mm-mm.
Patrick Mahomes is one of the best leaders in football I've ever played with. Smart kid, great personality, takes all the blame even when it's not his fault. But now it's starting to change. Now you see him cursing. Now you see him talking. Mm. Now you see him yelling. You never see that. Yeah. I've never seen that. Even when we were playing bad.
None of us.
Right? He's like, you know what? I got this.
Yeah.
Now it's like he can't do nothing.
Yeah.
He's so good. And like now my supporting cast is not helping me out. Mm. So now when it comes to that where I can't do anything about it, now I'm frustrated. Now I'm yelling. Now I'm pissed off. Now I'm mad about the plays. Now I'm sitting down watching the plays on the iPad. I'm pissed off. And he's showing it. So I don't know how you fix this because guys are not going to catch the ball. Even downs they need to get plays, when you need a young guy, small things. You in the zone. Pass by to throw the ball. He's thinking you're going to sit, which you're supposed to do.
Running.
You keep running. He's like, yo, stay here. Yeah. Pat never does stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you can see it. And now knowing him for so long and then really watching, it's not his fault. And I truly feel bad for him. And then Andy Reid trying to get a guy like Kelce to start playing. Travis, let's go. And he's good at that. He's always motivating us players. Find a way. It'll be games where I'm not playing well. He looks at me, hey, are you the best back in football or not?
Yeah.
Things like that to get me going. You seen Bump Kelce, nothing happened.
Got a question.
Another one, Kelce, though. He ain't playing good.
No.
And he's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to the Chiefs, I thought it was all Tyreek Hill and then it was Travis Kelce. It's not that. It was Travis Kelce, then Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
But when you watch him now, he's dropping balls. He's not playing well. I don't know if it's...
Don't do it.
Okay.
Got one.
Well, go ahead.
They say that nobody cares what you're doing until you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Nobody cares what you're doing until you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. The Chiefs have had a lot of off-the-field action going on. Remember the Netflix premiere with Patrick Mahomes as the lead that recently came out. Obviously, Travis Kelce is in a very public relationship where he's in Buenos Aires in his bye week. Before the season, I think he was at a baseball game, like one with right before a game was about to occur, something like that. Nobody cares because the Chiefs have been winning Super Bowls. But now Shady at 8-5 or 9-6, whatever the Chiefs are, at what point in time does Andy Reid, because you played with Andy Reid, obviously he recruited me, if you will, but he drafted you. At what point in time will Andy Reid and even Chiefs faithful start to care about what the Chiefs are doing because they're no longer doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Well, first of all, let's just say this. I don't really care about what they do outside of football because we've been doing stuff like that all the time. They're a winning team, right? It's the small things with the Chiefs, not the biggest, the small things. And I got to say this also. Is it the Swifties? What is that? The Swifties?
Yeah, Swifties.
I used to be a Swiftie. Mm. I'm done with it.
You're done with
it. Put the Swifties away. I need my boy to come back. I need him to leave her alone and get back to the game.
I leave her alone.
Put her, let her go back to her. I don't even know what they're doing right now. That's not your kid. No, we don't want kids. We want touchdowns. We don't want no babies. We don't want no Santa Claus. We want wins. Let her go to her concerts and her tours. Let's get back to winning football, yeah, because I don't know if it's a distraction, but it don't look the same. And I know Kelce. Kelce is a bad mother. Yeah. You hear me? Yeah. One of the baddest.
One of the baddest.
He ain't looking bad right now. Mm. He's looking hopeless.
Yes.
So
first off,
move off the Swifty, yeah. Joy.
Let me get into this. First off, let me start it off like this.
Is they in trouble?
Let me start it off like this.
Yeah, you need some water.
Raiders! First off,
let me start it off
like that. First off, second off, I told y'all.
He waited 10 years to say that.
It is extremely hard to build chemistry with your receivers. I played with a great one. Two great ones, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, and Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. It is extremely hard to build chemistry with that. Shady hit it on the nose. It was times I would break out 12, like, sit your butt down. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to put the ball on you right now. Times I would break in. 12 would be like, bro, come on, man. Break out. But training camp, off season, coming to San Diego, coming to L.A., train. Like, you have to build that chemistry. When you watch the Kansas City Chiefs play football, he has no chemistry with them receivers. Eventually, the receivers are going to catch the ball. It's harder to be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there, right? So Patrick Mahomes can deliver you this pass, right? They are starting to take Travis Kelce away. Usually, in the prime, before he was the Swifties, it took two of them. Mm. Now it's only taking one dude to kind of eliminate Travis Kelce. And even if he does win, he's not making the play. But when you got to have it moments, where it was the Tyreek Hills, the Juju Smiths, whoever you want to touch on, right? Those young receivers and Patrick Mahomes are not on the same page. And it's showing up in the play calling. It's showing up in the games. And it's turning into losses, right? And for the Kansas City Chiefs, you have to go out there. I'm telling you, this is not going to go nowhere. They got to go out there and they got to get them a number two receiver. It's going to be some number two receivers coming up in the free agency and all that. They got to get another guy out there to where Patrick Mahomes is in the huddle and he says, T. Higgins, go get this ball. Mm-hmm. Whoever it may be, but they have to get some help or this offense is not going to take off and be what it should be as great as Patrick Mahomes is.
Bro, they broken.
Broke.
We ain't got it. Mm.
Offensively, they look like they are. The defense has been playing at a pretty high level.
Great rate.
All season. It looks bleak. There's definitely something off with them this year. And that shows in the statistics. It shows in the record. It shows in the energy around the team. Now, I don't really get too much into the off-season stuff, what you do on your time off. These are certified superstars. Right. These are the best of the best of the best.
I was in them streets, Joy.
Yeah. Listen, okay? You know, we still in them streets. So it's all right. When you earned it, you could do that. When you earned it, you could do that. You at work, right?
Yeah.
You giving us a good show today. You had a bird. You know what I'm saying? You had a raven flying around. We're still giving takes. So it's fine. To Acho's point, nobody cares about what you're doing until you're not doing it. Mm-hmm. So I think I might have butchered that. But the point is, who cares about the offseason? These are stars. Andy Reid's in the commercials, too.
Mm-hmm. With the burgers and all that, yeah.
The nuggets, the whole thing. We love it. It's hilarious. Great. But that to me, doesn't have anything to do with what's happening on the field. Because you have earned the right to do all those things when you're as good consistently as the Chiefs have been. This is obvious. This is a talent disparity. It is a chemistry disparity. Mm-hmm. Andy Reid didn't forget how to dial up an offense. Patrick Mahomes didn't forget how to play quarterback. Travis Kelce hasn't lost his ability to be a dominant threat in this league. You can have a down year. Generally, teams that make it to and win the Super Bowl do have down years the next year. That's usually how it goes for one reason or another. They obviously need a consistent threat in the skill position. They have some talent there. It's not coming together. Again, maybe all this matters. Maybe it doesn't. Because at the end of the day, you have one of the best coaches, the best coach in the NFL. You have the best quarterback in the NFL, and they have the DNA at the top to put it together in the postseason. Because what's going to happen in the postseason to me will really determine how much of a failure this season is.
I want to have this conversation quickly. I don't want to have it facetiously. I want to have it in all seriousness. Juju Smith, when he was with the Steelers, had a 1,400-yard season. Then he's on TikTok before every game, all the things. His play starts to fall. Mike Tomlin says, I plan to talk to Juju Smith. Draymond Green en route to the Warriors winning their fourth championship under that system group. He's doing a podcast after every game. His play starts to struggle. People question, should Draymond Green stop his podcast? We've been facetious about the Swifties and all that, etc. But I do think there is a point where, and we've all been in locker rooms, we've all been in facilities, when your play does start to struggle,
right,
coaches come up to you and say, hey, big dog, I need you to lock in a little bit more.
No doubt.
Now, I'm not going to say this person, that person, but there's a lot of stuff that the players are doing. There's podcasts, there's super public this, super public that. I want to talk to you, Shady, y'all for a second. Of like, let's be serious for a moment in regards to at what point if you are Mahomes or if you're Chris Jones or if you're Ladarius Sneed or if you're one of the players on the team, are you like, hey, Kelsey's play is starting to fall off. Is it the podcast? Is it like maybe we should be a little bit more focused? Yeah. At what point? Because we're joking about it, but there is a level of seriousness. I've been in locker rooms where coaches have gone up to dudes and been like, hey, man, you're doing a little too much off the field. Your play is starting to fall off. At what point does that conversation happen?
I think with the Chiefs' issue, it's not distractions. I don't think it's that. I was joking about the whole Taylor Swift thing, but Travis is not playing like his standard that we know he can play. But he's not the major issue with the Chiefs. Now, sure, he can get them out of jams because he's that good, but a lot of us is a supporting cast. The Raiders win this game. The quarterback didn't throw another completion after the first quarter.
Yeah.
So when you talk about the strength, that's the issue, right? That's the issue. The issue is that the Chiefs are not putting up points. They're not putting up points, and Travis has something to do with that, but a lot of us is a supporting cast. These young guys are dropping these passes. They have the most drops in football for a reason. These young boys are not in the same they're on the same page as Patrick Mahomes.
But they are not the future Hall of Famer. Travis Kelce is the one who many say is the greatest receiving tight end in the history of the game. Not Rashee Rice, not Marquez Valdes-Scantling, not Sky Moore, who's now hurt, not Kadarius Toney, not Mecole Hardman. Travis Kelce is the one who I believe is maybe the greatest tight end to ever play the game.
Okay, but what I'm asking is, I don't care who you are, right? If it's you have one dominant player on the team, right, as a skill position, tight end, a defense can take him out the game. The difference is now that they're not using two guys to take him out. This one guy's kind of he's dropping passes and they're playing good defense. But let's say you just take him out the game because any defense, you can play defense, you know this. What about the other guys? We need you to catch the ball, bro. We need you to hold on to the football. Don't fumble it. These are things we need from you. And that's not even asking that much. That's
but
like
also when
high school stuff
when
right
the
here.
Other guys are catching the balls. That means that everybody can't direct all their energy towards Travis Kelce, which gives Travis Kelce opportunities that he's not getting right now. Again, he's not playing at the level we're used to seeing him playing, but if there was some other threats there legitimately that the defense was worried about, they would help him out.
And the last thing is this. Let's just go back, right? So when the Chiefs were struggling, they start to struggle. Guys weren't dropping up. They were dropping passes, getting picks and all that. And Patrick Mahomes was so calm. Hey, look, we're going to clean this thing up. We're going to be better. You know what I mean? He made some mistakes. It kept going. You see Patrick Mahomes now?
Mm-hmm.
That's frustration.
No doubt.
Right? Now he's pressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He ain't reading the same.
Yeah.
He mad. I want to make this pass, but man, he's going to drop every pass, every game in the last six games. I can't throw to him. Yeah. Now I'm going somewhere else. Now the dudes ain't catching the ball. They're not getting open. Yeah. And if you watch the Ravens, the Raiders defensive front, they was getting so much pressure. He ain't even looking at the wide receivers no more. I'm looking at the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
That's frustration. So now I think the bigger issue is not Travis Kelce. He's a problem, but he's not the biggest problem. The problem is these guys are not supporting me. Yeah. So now I'm not focused. I'm frustrated. Now I'm looking at the defensive line. That's the truth.
I get where Acho's coming from, though, because I've been in the locker room with teammates, and you can see them. And I'm never getting anybody's relationship and all that. They who you want to date. But
love, you want to love,
you know when somebody ain't locked in, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we got a game. You – miles and miles away over there.
Yeah, that's facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I
understand
right
all that. And now, if you come back and we're winning, they started off the season very well. They went in a lot of games. It's cool. Swifties and everybody out. You got all these fouls. That's all cool. But now, the young fellas is dropping ball. In the last two games, you've been dropping them.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's going from that.
That's right.
And then now Patrick Mahomes trying to get you the ball. You drop a touchdown versus the Patriots, drop two more and have a
easy
couple
first downs.
And have a couple penalties. You know what I mean? So, for me, it ain't got nothing to do with Taylor Swift. You need to lock yourself in, right? Because football is what really got you all this.
Yeah.
Right? Winning championships is what really got y'all all this, and that's what y'all chasing, right? Y'all not chasing to go to the first round of the playoffs. That's not what Patty and Travis Kelce chasing. Y'all got Hall of Fame careers. Y'all chasing another Super Bowl and then another one. So, for me, I don't know Travis Kelce personally, but I do understand what you're saying because I've sat down with teammates like, bro, you need to lock in, bro. Like, they finna bench you. Obviously, they ain't gonna bench Travis Kelce because it's a pedigree, but, like, they finna bench you. You ain't making no plays. And right now, ain't nobody over there making plays, and I don't think they all the way locked in.
That's good. Show has been great. It's about to get even better. Not only are the Chiefs chasing a Super Bowl, the Niners are as well, but Brock Purdy and his four interceptions completely derailed them. Is Brock Purdy holding the Niners back? Is he going to be what keeps them from winning a Super Bowl? Some MVP ballots got to get shredded on this very set. That is next. If you walk away, make sure you run back. Speak next.
Is the Raven coming back or are we done with him?
JD, my heart hurts, big dog. Yeah. My heart hurts.
Yeah.
Before the game, I said that this man, Brock Purdy, he was going to win MVP.
You said that. You said that.
Yeah.
But four interceptions, Shady. Four interceptions, and it's time to get rid of some balance.
Look, we gotta be fair.
Gotta be fair.
Give it to Dak Prescott.
Yep. We burned
it. Now we gotta give it to Brock Purdy. Let me put this thing on. He did good.
He did. For a while.
He did good, huh?
He did.
How do you do this? Brocky. You did good, bro.
He did good.
But not good enough. You know what I mean? You still go to Super Bowl, baby.
Can still go to Super Bowl. Can still win the Super Bowl.
This thing, I don't know. They don't want me to rip it up.
We can't give Shady documents to shred.
Yeah.
Hey, look. Let me get in on
this. I'm just trying to be real. Yeah, rip him up, man.
I'm not going to shred a Brock.
I'm
just going to put my vote in for Lamar. That's cool.
You do that. Lamar, we won't shred yours.
Let me circle Lamar.
I'm going to light it up, but they don't want me to light it up.
Let me circle Lamar.
Shady, you can't do it no more, man.
I didn't give that MVP to Brock. I'm just going to
shred it. The Cowboys, they didn't like when I ripped it up.
You know what I'm saying? I'll get out the way. Just vote for Lamar.
Oh, he broke it.
Yeah.
It all slowed down.
Sorry.
No, I'm not done. This boy had four picks. Oh. You think we're going to stop like this?
No.
Yeah, rip them all up.
You're right.
I want you to make a mistake and say, let me put the vote for him. You know what I mean? Yes. Kind of blew out.
Dang it.
Whip all these up.
Brock.
Maybe next year?
My bad. Man.
I'm going to keep one. Just in case.
Give me that too.
I want to keep one.
No.
Sorry, Brock.
Yeah, one touchdown.
Hey, you got one.
No touchdown.
Yeah,
no
touchdown. You got one right there. That's Lamar Jackson.
It was fun while it lasted.
It was fun while it lasted. Brock Purdy, four interceptions. Joy Taylor, no touchdowns. It was a disappointing outing.
We left it on.
Wait, hold on. Acho, I'm sorry. I'm just that guy. One more. Say the best
one more.
Whoa. Four picks deserve this, though.
You're right. Mm. It is equal opportunist on this show. Dak Prescott got his MVP ballots burned. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy, after that loss, you're no longer the front runner. Sorry, in symbolic fashion, we had to shred your ballots. So obviously, anything can happen. Joy, after that performance by Brock Purdy, many people are asking, is Brock holding the Niners back? I got to ask you this very important question.
Sweet. Life comes at you fast.
The fastest. Yes, can't get fast.
Week before, you're the MVP front runner. Mm. If anyone said you weren't, it was haters.
Haters.
At the hater ball. And now, we don't know if he is the one that can get it done for the Niners.
Ain't that crazy?
It is crazy, which is why I don't think he's holding the Niners back. I mean, oh ye of little faith. Man, he can't have one bad game. He started 23 games in the NFL.
True.
See, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the heel turn. Because everyone thinks I hate Brock Purdy. Nah. Everyone thinks I hate Dak Prescott.
Nah, you got your Niner colors on today.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gang. Mm-hmm. you can't change your opinion about a player for one game. Like it can't be that he was playing the best out of any quarterback in the league.
He was.
And then the next game, he's holding the team back. That's not possible. He was never the best player on this team. That's why the MVP conversation was so frustrating. He can be playing at a super high level, but that doesn't mean that Christian McCaffrey isn't a better player, that George Kittle isn't a better player, that Debo, that Trent Williams, that the defense as a whole is what props this team up. He's running this offense at a high level, maybe the highest that we had seen up until this point in a Shanahan offense. But he's a young quarterback. He has not proven himself in this league. Certainly, when you get on the field with a guy like Lamar Jackson, you see the difference. You see the difference when a guy like Lamar Jackson is playing at a high level with a high-level team around him, with a defense that can get you the ball back, and then they can go and deliver. That's the difference. I don't think that he's holding them back. They are going to go as far as he takes them, though. And so if he is able to play the way that he's been playing for most of the season, then we're going to feel how we felt about the Niners going into this game. How Vegas felt about the Niners going into this game. Mm-hmm. We're all crazy. Vegas is crazy. Nobody watched anything all season long off of one game. It's too hysterical. It's too hyperbolic for me. I think he's a good player. I think he has growth that he needs to achieve in the league before we can fully trust him. I think he needs to show that when he presses, he can go and win games. Because it's I'm not going to say it's easy to win games in the NFL. It's not. But they have made it look easy because they played so dominantly, because they put him in great positions, because the great players around him have played at a high level. And he has, too. That's why I can't change game to game.
Yeah, it's interesting. I do think that he's holding them back. But holding them back from what?
The
you
Super
feel
Bowl?
Me? Like, no, I think Brock Purdy is the weak link on the team. He's not the best player. I think he's the most I thought he was the most valuable player, but he wasn't the best player. I think that there is a difference. But I think it's kind of like
break
what Joy said.
Down for me for a little
I think best is all about talent. Best is all about, like, what is the flashiest, what is the most skilled value.
So best is Patty, Lamar, dudes like that when they take the field.
No doubt about it. Best is Christian McCaffrey, gotcha. Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. Value is who would we hurt most if we lost.
Gotcha.
That's where I'm at with okay. it. But I think that Purdy is the weak link of the team. Now, I view Brock Purdy as a first world problem. But first world problems are still problems. Brock Purdy to me is when your Wi-Fi's bad, mm-hmm. but you still got Wi-Fi. Man, my cleaning lady can only come once a month instead of once a week. Yeah. But you're talking about a cleaning lady. Brock Purdy's a first world problem. But he's still a problem when you faced the Ravens, yeah. when you faced the Browns, number one defense total, Ravens, number one defense by points, when you faced the Vikings, top 10 defense. Last year in the NFC Championship game, he gets hurt. So if you think about all the players for the Niners that touch the football, Brock Purdy's the only one that concerns you. That's why I say holding them back. But holding them back from what? Because I do still think they can win a Super Bowl.
Really quick. How can we go from most valuable to weakest link? You know what I mean? Because I truly believe, like, weakest link, if you ain't there, we're going to win. I don't know if the Niners win the way they've been winning. I mean, we've seen them destroy really good football teams with Brock Purdy. I know they just lost to a really good football team, but we've seen them destroy really good football teams with Brock Purdy under center. So weak link, that's kind of like we don't need them.
Here's what I will say. The difference in that game yesterday, in my mind, for my money, watching the game, watching it back on tape, it was Brock Purdy. Christian McCaffrey went over 100 yards. Mm-hmm. Ayuk went over 100 yards. Kittle went over 100 yards. Warner had himself his 10 tackles. Dre Greenlaw had himself his 12 tackles. Tre'Davious Ward, you didn't know he was on the field because he was that good. Who played bad for the Niners? Who? No. Brock Purdy turned the ball over four times. That was the difference. The Ravens didn't come out there and beat the Niners down on... No. That's not what happened. Brock Purdy turned the ball over four times. Ravens in the first half had more yards. Ravens were moving the ball at will. Niners in the first half had more yards. Niners were moving the ball at will. Brock Purdy undermined the success of the team. So when I'm watching that game and I'm sitting here like, the Niners didn't play bad. I don't even have corrections, Shady, for the Niners. Rewatching the game, I'm not like, hey, Fred, you got to play better. Hey, both of you. No. My corrections are, Brock Purdy, you can't turn the ball over four times, period. So that's why I say he would be holding them back.
Yeah, I don't want to say hold them back. I think he has helped these guys become the most dominant team in football.
Very true.
Right? So I got to give him credit for that. And he's a young player, though. That's another thing. He's still young. He's got to grow. And I think that he has the potential and the talent to take them to a Super Bowl.
Of course.
Take them to an NFC Championship game and actually win. But my only concern is right now, because, you know, if next year, year before that, or after that, he could be better because he's getting older. But right now, it concerns me that when you play a top defense, we watched how he played against the Browns. It was shaky.
Mm-hmm.
We watched how he played against the Ravens. Super shaky. And my thing is, if you have all these weapons around you, but the main piece that has the key to start the car up is shaky, then what happens? Because four picks is extreme.
Yeah, it's extreme.
If he had two picks and missed some passes, whatever, right, I can understand that. But four, once it got to two to three, did you see his face?
Real quick you know what I mean? Real quick for you, Shady. Me and you were at the Cowboys camp. I think we all went to Cowboys camp, but I walked around with you earlier, and you would go to Cowboys fans, and you asked this question, and I loved it. You went to Cowboys fans, you looked them in the eye, and you said this. Shady went to each fan, and he said this. If there was one player on the Cowboys, this is Shady, one player on the Cowboys, who was the one holding them back? And they would stop, they would scratch their head, their thing, and Shady said, one player. Shady said, Dak Prescott. And they'd be like, nah, you're not wrong.
I didn't say that. They would say that.
They would say that. I would say you could do the same thing with Purdy.
No.
Offensively. It's not Kittle. It's not Debo. It's not Ayuk. It's not the Packers.
But we can't do that. He was the MVP of the league last week. Now this week, he's the weakest link like that. Hold up.
Even when they were balling,
he was still,
you wouldn't have said he was the best player on offense.
I've been saying that, though. I've been saying this about the Niners for years. Every year, it's Jimmy Garoppolo is capable of doing it because everybody else is so good. And then it's this guy, and then it's that guy. And now it's Brock Purdy. And now Brock Purdy has an extremely bad game, four picks. And they have five picks total because the backup gives one away, too. And now all of a sudden, we don't know if we can get there. So either the team is built wrong.
No. Team built great.
Is it? Because the quarterback's the most important position on the field.
No,
get him, Joy, because they set back on you.
She
I think a team is built perfectly, except for the one position that you're not questioning now.
The only thing why I can't just fully say that, like you said about the Brock Purdy, right? Because he has to play better in big moments. But if you really watch the offense when they really clicking,
yeah,
it may be Kittle here, it may be Debo.
Is Brock playing well?
Well, Brock is playing well.
I agree.
I haven't seen a quarterback look that good in that system, right?
I agree. Which is why I'm saying, can we give the young guy a pass?
I'm giving him a pass. All I'm saying is, I just said he's young. He's going to get better, right? I think he's a good quarterback.
Brock Purdy's a good quarterback.
Let's get that straight. Yeah. He's a good quarterback. All I'm saying is that if they want to go to, we're going to go to today.
Yeah.
Right? Not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think the future is going to be real, real good. But right now, today, if you're going to go to that Super Bowl and all that, you want to add them to confetti coming down, I've been there. That feels good, right?
It does. I've been there with
you. All I'm saying is, right? You had more dude than I did. You know? Anyway, but to feel that, right, and I think we all think the Niners are going there.
No doubt.
But he in the moment with them good defenses, you got to still deliver the same way different against teams is not as good. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. He hasn't done it yet.
Can I get in on this real
Please
quick?
Please do, Jake, because – I want to back us up a little bit, right?
Where are you taking us?
When the San Francisco 49ers went into the link favorite, all we talked about and all the Niners players talked about was if Brock was there, we dominate these boys.
True.
We got a chance to see it. And they were clearly a better team with Brock Purdy there, right? So for me, that's why I'm not going to say Brock Purdy's holding the Niners back. I truly believe in, you know, I ain't going to speak for you. There is no Shady McCoy if they gave up on you on one bad game.
Hold on real quick.
There is no Acho. There is no Joy. We all play sports. So that's what I'm saying. He is, not you.
I'm not giving up on him. I am saying that.
You say you're holding him back.
Yes, to say this. If the Niners lose in the playoffs, I don't think it will be because of anybody else besides Brock. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying Brock's bad. I'm giving up on. All I'm saying is if the Niners lose and when they have lost, it's been because of Brock.
And if they go to the Super Bowl and win it, it's going to be because of Brock.
I agree with that.
But here's what's crazy, though, is three picks into that game.
Three?
Niners were still Gucci. Three picks in. It was 16-12, and he had thrown three picks.
No doubt.
It was the fourth pick, plus the bad punt.
Yeah.
It was a backbreaker. Yeah. So all that to say, Brock played bad, and they still could have done what they
needed to
do.
If the game again was tomorrow, you think Brock playing bad like that?
No.
So that's why I'm saying Brock is not holding the Niners back, because I don't think that's him.
Whoa. Let's ask him a question again. Hold up, because he's not saying four picks bad. He's just saying going to play bad in general, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying
you don't think I don't know, dog.
You think he'll throw no touchdown passes and all that? I think Brock will play well.
I don't know. Watch that game. Because let's think. Even when you see people are saying, you made a great point about the picks. Because, a turnover don't matter unless the team gets points on it.
Yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
But when you get them turnovers, and let's say you don't get points, it's a momentum switch, though, right?
And so you lose possession.
The energy, I've been to the Bay. It's popping.
Yeah.
It's popping, right? But when you start getting them picks, the popping goes down.
Yes, no doubt.
The drinks go down. Now it's me just watching the game instead of being in the game. So when you have that and the momentum is different, the players are different.
Yeah.
Think about it. When Debo get a break attack, when he keep running, or Kittle get early in the game, Kittle got that catch.
Yeah.
You see that momentum?
Yeah.
When them picks came, a first down was a regular first down. A good run is a regular good run. You get what I'm saying? So picks like that change the game. Yeah. Tremendously.
I just think the young fella has shown us that he's too good.
He is good.
In these 23 games or 24 games, however many he's played, we can probably touch on two or three of them.
Sure.
Bad game. So I just think he's too good to play like this consistently.
Facts.
But it's not about consistently for
so that's why I don't think
I think it's about the biggest moments.
That's
biggest
where I'm
moments
at.
Against the biggest opponents. And what do you do when the game itself doesn't go the way that you need it to go?
Right.
They gave a very interesting statistic yesterday. I'm trying to find it about Kyle Shanahan-led teams being down by more than 8 points in the fourth.
0-38.
That means if you're down in the fourth quarter and you're the Niners, you ain't coming back.
It's over.
And the reason why that mattered to me, because I was like, damn, that's really interesting. And my immediate thought was, have they had a quarterback that could go and do that? Have they had a quarterback? Not the system, not the defense, not the players. A quarterback. Because you need a quarterback to go and do that. And is Brock Purdy capable of doing that? So when I say is Brock Purdy playing from behind, I don't mean a touchdown in the first quarter.
Right.
I mean a come from behind, game-winning fourth quarter. It's on the line. Yeah. Let's go do it. And why that matters is happening in the Super Bowl. Three of the last nine Super Bowl winners trailed by 8+ points during the fourth quarter. of the Super Bowl. Mm. And the Niners were on the bad end of one of those because it was the Chiefs. So what matters most? What does it matter most? The Niners are a Super Bowl contending team, correct?
Yeah.
They are a team that we expect to be there in the end. They had a league MVP on Sunday. They had a league MVP on Sunday. So that's the question that Brock Purdy has to answer. But they've been dominating good teams all season long.
I got the shirt. Put that in the shirt, Acho.
Yeah, they like Acho go to break. He want to keep talking about it. He hurt. He got his own fun chat.
But Brock
is not done.
I'm gonna be all right. I am. Get us
to break. when we return, the Eagles, they won yesterday, but family, it wasn't pretty. Here is the question. Are the Eagles actually as bad as they look? We got the all-time rushing leader here to break it down for you, the viewer. No more nuanced conversation will be had about the Eagles than the one we'll have after this break.
It's gonna be tough to talk about my boys, man.
I hear you. Eagles finally snapped their three-game win streak. They got into the win column, family. That's the best topic of the day. But they barely beat the Giants. It is time to have a real conversation about Hurts and the Eagles. Jalen Hurts threw a pick six, and the Eagles needed like a last-minute drive to secure a victory over the lowly Giants. To see Darius Slayton beating Blankenship right there for a touchdown. Shady, I was thinking about this. Is it time to finally admit that the Eagles are as bad as they look? I understand the W's. I get all that. That's cute. That's cool. Congratulations. But you barely beat the Giants. I think the Eagles are as bad as they look because they don't look good even in victories, and they look worse in defeat. What you think?
Bro, we struggling. We struggling. I watched that game, man.
My dog ain't saying it.
I said, we're going to beat up on these Giants, gain some confidence, gain some momentum. Yeah. We're going to go to next week. Against the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Do the same thing to them. Mm-hmm. Play the Giants again. Same thing again. And they go to the playoffs.
Nobody want to see us.
Right.
Yeah.
It didn't work like that. Joy, we won, but it didn't look good. Mm. We were up 20-3 at halftime.
Yeah.
Trying to smoke these boys, right? Mm-hmm. And the Giants, that's the thing. I've been on bad teams, so I know that feeling.
You
know
me?
Down 23, I'm like, all right, here goes the second half. Yeah.
Let's run a blower.
And it didn't do that. Yeah. It made us a real game. I don't know what it is, man. Like Bradbury. I'm a big fan of Bradbury. But when I watch every week, they picking on them. Mm-hmm. They're picking on them. They are. The pressure, we're not getting as much pressure we used to get last year. Not even close. And then offensively, like, what are we doing? We have these stallments where we balling out, and then we have two drives, three drives. We can't do nothing. So I'm trying to figure this thing out. Like, what is the real issue? And I wasn't sure exactly, but I don't want to be asking, like, players because we got a good relationship, and I don't want to be, they don't know I'm on TV. But now when I look at all the interviews, Tom Brady taught me that, right? If you want to know something about players and coaches, look at all the interviews and what they're saying. They all can't be lying. And when you watch all the interviews, every single Eagle is saying this. Hey, we won a game, man, but we not playing good. We not playing great.
Man.
And it means something. So to answer the question, man, we in trouble unless we fix this thing fast. And we keep saying it. But this might be who we are.
Shady, Brady didn't tell it to me.
And it hurts me to say it.
I know it does.
Mm. Sorry, big dog. Mm.
But I picked up exactly what you were putting down.
Change gonna come. Yes, it is.
That's Sam Cook.
That's Sam Cook.
I saw this Devontae Smith quote after the game.
Yeah.
And after the game, we are 16 weeks into the season, so I was shocked when I read it. We got 2 weeks to get it there.
Yes,
2 weeks to get it together. Joy, James, we talked about it. After week three, Jason Kelce said we got to be better.
Yeah,
then after week five, Jalen Hurts, we got to be better. We got time. Then last week, Nick Sirianni, we got to get it together.
Three.
Y'all, it's week 16, and we're still hearing we got to get it together. Family, it ain't finna get together.
Shady, what's
this
the saying?
What
would you rather cry?
Cry now, laugh later?
No.
I don't believe
would you rather? Their answer is I'd rather cry in a mansion.
No, he cries.
No, not a mansion.
You be crying, right?
Of course.
So ask him. I don't do no crying.
You.
Crying, man.
You
cry.
I don't know. I think it's a future line. I'm butchering it right now. Give me some help, Darnell. The point is, I would rather cry in the Lamborghini. Because they're still 11-4.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Is that the car?
No. It's a Rolls Royce. I'm talking about my ex-girlfriend.
Rather cry in the Rolls
Royce? You want to cry in the Rolls Royce? You want to cry in a Camry?
Sorry, guys. I'm struggling. You know what I'm saying?
You want to cry with 2.5?
We're coming off the holiday. I did a lot of traveling this weekend.
Joe Schmo.
Would you rather cry in the Rolls?
Yeah.
Because they're 11-4.
That's true.
They can still win the NFC.
Yeah.
It's hideous. I'm not going to lie. It is hideous. It is not fun to watch.
Yeah.
It is a struggle. They're just like this, like clawing to the end to get these wins. It doesn't look good. It don't look like last year. They're giving the Giants a chance.
Mm. Giants.
But they won.
Yeah.
They won. They could still win the NFC. I know it's not pretty, but like
Only thing is, Joy.
I know you. I know, but I'm just.
The way they play. And
you was hurt last really segment. Now my dog.
I'm hurt. I'm really hurt. But real quick, I'm gonna ask you this though. The way you see them play the last 2 weeks.
Right.
Last
right?
four.
It'll be a first round.
That's on me.
The last 2 weeks.
I didn't mean to do that.
You did it.
I know.
The last 2 weeks. The way they're playing football. Mm-hmm. Forget the last weeks. The last week or last game against the Giants. The Giants. That's what we talk about. The Giants. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The way they played that game, yeah, we won. If in the playoffs, if we play the Niners.
Mm. Who else?
What do you think that score going to be?
What version of the Niners?
Anyone.
The way they play, anyone. We ain't the Ravens. We ain't that. If we play the Cowboys, that, even with the Dak going off and the all this,
yeah.
We going to beat them?
You play the Lions.
Let's slow one more. Last one.
Play the Lions.
If we play the Detroit Lions, the way we play the Giants.
Not Detroit.
You get what I'm saying? So I'm looking, like, winning is one thing.
You play the Seahawks.
Oh, right, though. Because the Seahawks
if we play the Bucks, we're going to beat the Bucks.
I hear you.
Bucks, Giants, same.
I hear you. I don't, I'm not, going. All I'm saying is, it's hideous. It doesn't look good. It's like nails on a chalkboard. It's bad. But, like, you don't think you could put it together and beat the Lions?
But you know what? She might
you
have
don't
a
think
point.
You could put it together?
What if we win these games playing this bad?
I don't know.
Is that what you're saying?
Somebody had to win these games.
They're not being a good team.
George, is that what you're saying, though? What if we find a way to win these games playing bad? No. And we might just be a bad team that win games?
No. I got to go to break. Oh. After break, we'll, end, after break, we'll trouble, come back to this conversation. James has a lot to say about it. James, I am curious.
You do? Don't have a lot to say about this.
I got a lot.
Other side of commercial break.
My notes ain't all that.
James got to say what he got to say. Eagles, how much trouble are they in? Y'all, we're having too much fun on this post-Christmas day. Show. Y'all better enjoy it too.
Next don't week. Be circling on James. Let's put him in the square.
James, I'm most excited to hear your take on this. Why? Because family at home, get this. Since October, James Jones has said, look, the Eagles aren't going to get better. This is who they are. Turn your volumes up because the next minute I need you to cook. Man. Are the Eagles, James, as bad as they look? I'm kicking back. I'm listening.
Or use the microwave.
I try to tell y'all. You see my yes. You see my yes is circle. This is bad. And another one came out. I mean, you guys said it. Devontae Smith came out and said, we won, but we are not playing good football. That is bad, man. We are 2 weeks away from the playoffs. That is bad. The second thing, we are 2 weeks away from the playoffs. What is the identity of your football team? I felt like the Philadelphia Eagles went out there to play the Giants, and they said, we are going to show the world that our $200 million quarterback could throw this ball and do. Why? Mm-hmm. Run the ball with Swift. When you run the ball with Swift, everything comes off of that. The play action pass is working. I know Swift probably going to be on crazy work because that touchdown he scored was nasty.
Who?
You know what I'm saying? But
it's a tough week, though.
That last drive when they had to have it, all they did was hand the ball off to him. Mm-hmm. So for me, the offensive coordinator still don't have an identity of what he wants to do, right? He's flip-flopping, going back and forth. Do we want to run it? Do we want to pass it? They don't know exactly who they are. The last 4 weeks, the number one receiver on the football team been fading away. You ain't even finding ways to get A.J. Brown the ball. Mm-hmm. He was out of this football game until the very last drive. Swift was out of this football game till the very last drive. What is your identity? You're not even finding ways to get your best football players the ball. This team is in big, 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 big trouble, and I smell a first round.
Don't say don't
in the playoffs.
Don't you say
I
that?
I really just don't know
not
who
again.
They are going to beat in the playoffs playing this type of football. I'm not confident you beat a Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay
what?
Buccaneers the way the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is playing
right now.
I'm not confident.
You won't bet that.
You beat a Seattle Seahawks team that already beat you.
You won't bet
I'm
that.
I'm not confident that you beat the Dallas Cowboys that smoked you the last time you was on the field.
I'm definitely not confident you beat
the Niners team. I will bet that if that happens, if they got to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are playing good football right now. They are in trouble. No identity. Players frustrated, coaches frustrated, they in trouble. Ocho.
When we return, here's the trouble I want to deduce. And hold on real quick, don't get us to break real quick. Cowboys, they've lost all four of their games on the road. Mm. If they win a Super Bowl, they'd have to do it on the road. Mm. You won a Super Bowl going on the road everywhere. You won a Super Bowl going on the road everywhere. Let's talk about these Cowboys. Can they do that? Are they the same old Cowboys? On the other side of this commercial break, you'll hear from some of the experts, some of the brilliance, some of the opinionists. Let's talk.
I can't wait for the postseason.
So we betting, right? You talking heavy.
If they play the Bucks, I'll bet you.
What?
If they play the Bucks, I'll bet you.
Bet.
There it is. Let's get to our hurry-up offense. We got to hurry up and discuss the most important topic of the week. Cowboys, they lost again on the road. James Jones, I'm talking to you. Miami Dolphins, they finally beat the team with a winning record. This was a huge game because it had huge implications regardless. Are these... Oh, Joy, go ahead and go. Go ahead. Get your 10
seconds in. I'm not going to say nothing. I mean, I'm going to say something, but...
Are these the same old Dallas Cowboys? What I mean by that is a team that has a lot of promise, mm-hmm. but not a lot to show for it later in the season. Yeah.
Oh, Coach Mike, man. On the road, they are. They're the same old Cowboys on the road. They cannot beat a good football team on the road, and they showed us that. I mean, you start this game off, you drive down the field. Number one, I'm still mad at Tony Pollard because I know if that's shady, if you get that ball, get in the damn end zone, man. And it's not even a fumble. But, you know, I'm in my feelings. Then you fumble on the next play, big time, change of possession. But the Cowboys... They have not found ways to win on the road. That is a problem. And then I thought they was really going to get over the hump. Dak Prescott on that last drive was MVP Dak Prescott that we were talking about. I mean, fourth down, making big-time throws. He was balling. Then the defense got on the football field. I think first play, what? Face mask, penalty, 15 yards, and you let them go down the field. Even if the Dolphins needed to score a touchdown, they would have scored a touchdown, but they only needed a field goal, ran the clock out. So they just cannot find ways to win on the road. I don't know what it is, right? Last week in Buffalo, I felt like they did not bring their own energy. You're on the road. I know Dallas fans travel well, but you have to bring your own energy. This week, I felt like the energy was up. I felt like they brought some really good energy, played at a high level. The Miami Dolphins just made one more play to them. But they got to fix this. The playoffs are 2 weeks away. You have to win football games on the road if you're trying to host up that Lombardi Trophy, if that's where you're trying to go. And right now, I'm not confident in the Dallas Cowboys going on the road, getting that done consistently because they showed us that they can.
I mean, the Cowboys are a very talented team. They want to jump steps. They haven't been to an NFC Championship game. They haven't been to a Super Bowl, but they demand the respect and confidence of a team that has done that. Go do it. James said it earlier this year. Stop campaigning for everything. Mm-hmm. Just go do it. Just go put the tape out there. Just go win the games. Yep. You have the opportunity to win the games. Go do it. That's it. So it's not surprising to me because this is what the Cowboys do. They get all into this campaign and like, we this, we that. Go do it. They have all the talent to do it. They got an MVP-level quarterback. They got the coach. They've got the talent on the defensive side of the ball. They got the talent on the offensive side of the ball. I don't think this team is a bad team now that they lost to the Dolphins. They just still have more to prove. And to me, if I'm a Cowboy player, I feel good about that. I know what we have and what we're capable of. We just need to. I feel good about the team that we have, the talent that we have. I feel good about what we've done so far this season. They're going to be in the postseason. There's still ways for them to answer all the questions that we have about them. This won't matter if they get into the postseason and they win the way that they feel like they're capable of. You just have to go do it.
I just know the Commanders game, y'all playing on the road. Y'all better figure out a way to win. I don't care if we got the 4 seed locked up, 1 seed. I don't care. Y'all going out there playing. We got to win the game.
NFC playoff picture is still very interesting. Lions could still get the 1 seed. Cowboys could get the 1 seed. Eagles could get the 1 seed.
Lions.
And the Niners could get the 1 seed. Yeah, Niners got the same record right now as the Lions. 11-4, 11-4, 11-4. So 1 seed could still go to 4 different teams. What an NFL season.
Fly who's fly, baby.
We have. When we return... Time to check out the Speak Stand.
Oh.
See, Shady's been in the lead for a long
time. Oh, he didn't get.
And I know.
Why is that? Why
change gonna come? Mm.
You losing, probably.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, we like moral victories? Okay. Cool.
JT with the crumble.
That's you right there.
Santa Ocho bag. You got 14 gift cards.
$9.99.
Thank y'all for making the show every freaking day possible. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Y'all ain't shut none of my Gucci gifts I gave out.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
You doing that Gucci? Hey, we trying to protect
to them, man, so they don't mess around and get robbed and when they leave them out here. Nobody need to know they got Gucci right, and all that, point. Man.
Now, speaking of getting robbed, Shady, you about to get robbed in the
seat
stands.
Oh,
only one game back. You about to get robbed in these standings right here. I'm a snatch
2500 on the line.
And I'm going to be on there with
your man's hype for being a loser.
Season ain't over.
He on your heels, though.
He losing, though.
He is losing.
It's like a Niners bragging about being good, but they losing.
We'll see y'all tomorrow.